The High Priestess, card number 2 in the Major Arcana, represents magic, serenity, new arrivals, secrets, wisdom, and honesty. While decks vary, the image of the High Priestess usually has a woman sitting in front of a veil, meaning the separation of consciousness and subconsciousness, holding pomegranates or their seeds, representing an abundance of ideas. The priestess in the image wears a horned crown to represent her knowledge. The astrology signs are Virgo and Cancer. The element is water, and the plants are peonies and verbenas. In the forward position, the High Priestess is shown for someone who needs to trust their gut and not let the outside influence their decisions. Embrace your truth and find what is right for you. If you need help, seek counsel from a powerful person. In reverse, there could be a passive aggression at play. There can be a fear of life or others that is hurting you. You should explore your options and find if you are being too passive. Talk out your anxiety and reflect on why you are doing the things the way that you are.
Hey strangers, have any of you ever tried meditating? I'm unsure if this bracelet is helping me or hurting me, but sometimes I see a dark ghost person who sits and talks with me during any rest. I believe it's the same person from the last time I checked in, but it never looks like the same person twice in a row. Sometimes it's me, sometimes it's from my daily life, and sometimes it's just someone from pop culture. It's admittedly strange sitting across from a full drag RuPaul while she speaks in a ghost voice. But I'm pretty sure they're all the same being, so I'll just refer to them as the voices. Now, the voices only seem to come in truth, so when they have offered me any advice on any future tests and how to proceed, I'm inclined to believe them. I am slightly put off, however, because this being of darkness did tell me to be wary of Juniper. It said the local coven cannot be trusted right now, and to continue my study under its suggestion. I didn't know there was a local coven, and I'm really unsure how to handle having a new teacher that's not human, probably. Well, regardless of current human status or not, I did get some very good advice on future spell tests. For example, I now have a good spell to actually see the magic in the world around me, but that will take some time and more practice before I can use it. I also have an illusion spell, which I'm excited to learn, and a new enchantment that I think would be perfect for Logan's magical screwdriver. The illusion is just to cover pimples mostly, but the enchantment is to make the item never be needed by its owner. How awesome would it be to never need a screwdriver? I mean, I've never really needed one before, but whatever. Alternatively, I have something that would make it just work better than normal. Better grip and never strip screws. I'll probably need to talk to him to see which he would prefer, since I feel like magic consent should be a thing, but that is after I finish today's lesson plan. My teacher thing told me that the next step in training should be to find a familiar. Familiars can help me with my spell work as well as other home things depending on what type I get. They're also good companions for times when I need encouragement. I was unsure of what type to try to summon, as these creatures seem to be not fully realized as what they look like, but research into this has come up very conflicted. I started to scout out spell forms online to see if other people have similar issues or questions into magic and found that if I asked about familiars, the responses are never straightforward. One site deleted my question as it was a troll question, since that site was super into the emotional connection to magic and not the whole casting spells thing. Another site told me to just run into a pet store and pick one up. But then someone fought with them and saying that pet stores are the worst and you go to a very specific familiar breeder that is in her coven. It seems breeding animals for witches is a thing, but to me that just sounds like another pet store. One very nice older lady on a third site told me that she believes in the old way of letting a familiar come to you if you really need one. That's a sweet idea, but I was told I need one, and nothing has shown up. Finally, with some help from Teach, I found a spell of summoning that pulls the most compatible familiar to you from wherever it may be. Again? This makes me nervous because I'm not sure how I would house my new sea turtle friend, but I assume I'll find a way. Jokes aside, I do wonder what type of familiar it will be. Not just the animal, but the actual typing in accordance with what I already know. Am I going to get a demon-bound fur that will just talk of a storm? Will I even be able to talk to it? Am I going to down that path of Sabrina the Teenage Witch? And if so, will it be the canon bisexual and campy Salem? Or am I actually getting the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina version that's just some goblin that looks like a cat? My first few spell trials have been simple, albeit dangerous, things, but I did know what was going on. This time, I'm going blindly into the unknown. Okay, well, I didn't think I had much of a choice since Teach... Is that what I'm calling voices now? I guess it's better than Shadow Oprah. Teach insisted on me having more help, but not getting it from the coven, so this is what I must do. I needed more things than usual for this effort, so I had to do more shopping. Lucky for me, I found most of what I wanted at cheapo stores, and that's been working swimmingly so far. I got some chalk, paintbrushes, essential oils. You know, if there's one good thing that came out of this anti-vax movement, it's the access to spell materials. I wonder how those moms would handle that information. Anyway, I got a new set of candles coming in red, blue, green, yellow, and purple, and finally a popsicle for a snack. I'm unsure what animal will be getting here, so I had to make a guess and I picked something I also like. Don't worry though, the popsicle is mostly fruit and it's in the cooler next to me. Plus, I was told this was going to take a lot out of me, so I needed to be prepared. And speaking of taking a lot, there's one more thing I need for this, and I don't want anyone to freak out. I also happen to have a ceremonial cup and a syringe for gathering some blood. I have thought this all through, you know. Juniper warned me about spells with blood, but then a spell with no blood warned me about her, so I feel like the magic had a chance to defend itself, and they are both kind of on the same level at this point. I personally believe in letting both sides speak out about their opinion, unless, like, one side is super racist or something. I'm sure any group that seems way out there crazy and demands a debate are those people who know debating leads to recruitment. Crazy fake logic that shouted at you apparently is some sort of hypnosis and brainwashing spell. So, conclusion. Not every side should be able to throw its junk around if that junk is the systematic oppression of any or all minorities that already have to worry about literally going outside. Enough philosophy. I hated that class in college, and I do not want to have test nightmares tonight. Besides, my new teacher gives me philosophy lessons and magic lessons. I am over in my magic corner. I have a small table here from when I first started testing magic, and there's a hole in front of me in the wall from Pendu. This tiny table holds my recorder, and the drawers have the supplies I've accumulated. Teach did not like my candle with the cinnamon stick taped to it, so I hid that away. On the table, I have drawn a circle with chalk, and it has the designs of the runes that I was instructed to draw out. I've been practicing this circle for a week already with paint and a brush, so I think I'm ready for this. The five candles surround the circle and are slathered with five different essential oils. Lavender on blue, rose on red, peppermint on green, rosemary on yellow, and frankincense on purple. I have my needle and paintbrushes in the magic cup, which happens to be a ceramic Christmas pug latte cup. It's not shaped like a pug, it has the image of a Christmas pug inside it. I'm a little bit conflicted using a Christmas item, but I really like the idea of having a pug familiar, so I'm flipping a coin here. You may notice I'm more prepared for this trial, and I owe that all to my resources. And the fact that I was told that this is super dangerous and to not use tape or anything disappointing like that. It's not my words. So I'm going to read my notes here as I go. The chalk is here as a guideline for the, let's say, paint, and I have the candles up. Let me light them. And, well, all my house lights went out. That's either a really good or a really bad start. Oh, good. I'm still recording. It actually looks like electronics are still on, just darkened. And now for the part I'm not ready for. I have to draw some blood, and then draw with blood? I haven't tried this part yet, so let me get it ready. My hands are shaking a lot. It got colder, but I know that's not why I'm shaking. Fuck, I don't think I can hurt myself. I've never really been able to, even in middle school, in my emo phase. Maybe this really was a mistake. I mean, I've talked a little bit with Logan's best friend, Kim the Spiritualist, about harming oneself for power, and she said the outcome is usually less than the pain, because you have to pay more for a little to prove yourself. Also, Kim suggested that you cannot bring yourself to harm, then it's just nature protecting you, and it's a guard over... Ha. Well, I'm unsure if it was that noise or the weird tingle I got in my hand holding the needle, but it's in. I don't know what nature would have to say about that, and I'm not really sure if I was the one to do it, but let's just finish this. I'm taking some blood out. It's not coming great. I need to... Wiggling it is not fun, but it helped. Oof. Okay, it's out. Now, into the cup and stir with the brush and a little of each of the five oils. And now I have to draw. The circle's not super hard, but the runes are specific. I did not feel like looking them up, as I will be learning them later, but I was told under no circumstances was I to share the circle with anyone, so there won't be an image of this ritual online. Okay, that's it. Now, the incantation, and I'm done. With this circle and with this sacrifice, I call on the fire of flames and wind of elders. I call across the earth of old in the water of time. You will come to me, my familiar, strong, brave, and being of power. Your name will be mine, and my name shall be yours. I call upon you now in my destitute hour. I felt something. The lights are back on, and all of my blood is gone. No circle, nothing in the cup. The candles are out too. I definitely feel worse for the wear, but no animal in sight. Snack time? I might have a bit of a fever. This feels too cool, and oh my god! There is a face looking at me in the pindy hole. It's a snake slowly sliding out. I think it's a ball python, actually. My brother had one as a child before my mother made him give it away. It's solid black with a cute little white face, and well, I guess this is it. The face design looks a lot like the skull spider I have on my bracelet. No, okay, not a spider morph python. I know those have a lot of drama with them. It looks like an actual spider. And, oh, now it's wrapping around my wrist. And, oh, okay, please don't bite me. Please don't bite me. It's licking the popsicle. Maybe this is a reflection of me. Well, he's super cute and not hurting me. I was hoping for a furry animal, but I do like reptiles, too. I'm glad I'm not terrified of snakes. I also really hope this is my familiar and not just like a super, super cool snake that climbed out of my wall and like chose me as a branch. It's not talking or anything. I guess I need to go to the store. I probably need a tank and stuff. Okay. I may be freaking out and trying to rush to things. I need to lay down. That spell took a lot more out of me than I thought, and I guess I should get to know this snake. I'll check in soon. May blessings, watch, and stuff. Night.
With Cock and Candles was written and produced by Clay Proctor, with support from Hunted Martian Productions. The voice of Garrett Lachlan is Clay Proctor. Today's tarot reading was by Ellie Collins, who writes and directs the serialized horror podcast The Bloodgrew Stories, as well as plays storyteller on a live stream of a Vampire the Masquerade campaign called ATL by Night. Find Ellie on Twitter at Ellie_A_Collins, The Bloodgrew Stories at TBCS Podcast, and ATL by Night at ATL by Night, all one word. That's a lot of credits, so check out the show notes for links. If you feel summoned by today's spell, make sure to subscribe and consider giving a review on Apple Podcasts, Podchasers, or wherever you are listening. You can also keep up with the creator and get visuals from the episodes on Twitter at Cock and Candles. Thanks for listening, and may the forces that be watch over you.